Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and thank you so much for joining me today in this session of the Smart Passive. No, wait, that's the wrong show. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of Ask Pat. We're in episode 929. You know, I just get on these weird automated things sometimes, and I don't know what happened there. But anyway, this is Ask Pat, episode 929, and this is a really special episode because we have a special guest on who left a question through AskPat.com. That's where you go to ask questions. And this is somebody who I've known ever since the beginning of when I started doing online business, somebody who was really inspirational to me. And to hear him ask this question was quite a surprise, and I'm really happy that he's here. This is Glenn from ViperChill.com, but also Gaps.com. You got to check out Gaps.com, guys. It's an awesome site with amazing case studies. Glenn, just for whatever reason, always is at the forefront of everything that's going on in the online business world. Super knowledgeable with SEO, has really hooked me up with some amazing relationships and other people who have gotten to know as well. And so, Glenn, just thank you for the question. Here it is.
Hey, Pat. Glenn here from Gaps.com. So my question for you is something I'm really bad at is kind of keeping and maintaining connections. So maybe I'll talk with other bloggers and, you know, we share each other stuff and we have a good quote-unquote relationship and so on. But you know, they die off, or people will contact you out of the blue after a few months and ask for something or whatever it is. I know you have great connections and people always ask you, can you promote this? What do you think of this? Will you try out this product? How do you kind of maintain those relationships? And what is it about that people who reach out for you the first time that keeps your attention, grabs your attention, and it's someone that you'd want to talk with more? So would love to hear about that. Congratulations on 800 episodes and looking forward to 1,000. As a PS, I'm not expecting this to be in the show, but I got the t-shirt today. Very cool. Thank you for that. And I will send you a photo later. Cheers, Pat.
Glenn, dude, you rock, man. Thank you so much. Glenn was, I think, episode three of the SPI podcast. We're almost up to 300 with SPI and now 929 episodes in Ask Pat. So Glenn, just thank you so much for taking the time. And I don't know why you'd say it wouldn't be featured here, because it's actually a really good question. You know, I do get asked all the time to get in front of my audience and stuff, but I want to talk about our relationship. You know, when we first started out together, we were really helping each other out. We were providing value to each other. We were giving tips to each other. I was, I've been mentioned on your site. You've been mentioned on mine. You became a guest on my show. You've given me great advice over time. I mean, that's what a relationship means to me. It means value being provided to both sides. It means there's also a vibe there too, and there's no I'm better than you or you're better than me. We were equals, and we still are equals, I feel. And I get inspiration from you, and you've told me you've gotten inspiration from me too. You sent me a really, really kind email that I literally printed out, and you could probably hear it here, but it's from Monday, August 22nd, 2016 at 9:37 a.m., and it was one of the most incredible things anybody's ever said to me. And I'm not going to read it out loud because it's very personal, but thank you for that email, Glenn. And it's those kinds of things, you know, taking a little bit of extra time just to take a moment to care about somebody in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't have to be a gift. It doesn't have to be a link on a website. It could just be a note. And that really meant a lot to me, Glenn. But anyway, to your questions specifically, how do you maintain relationships with people that you meet? It's very difficult, especially because, you know, I go to a lot of conferences and I meet a lot of people. It's very easy for me to just forget people, and I have to be reminded time and time again for certain people and what they do. And I often forget people's names too. I'm a human, so that's pretty likely to happen to many other people too. But the ones that I remember and the ones that I want to maintain are the ones that I know are going to be great in terms of just a friendship. You know, knowing that that person is on the other end who I may be able to help and who may be able to help me in some way. And it's never a, oh, I'm going to target that person because they have a great, they have a huge email list. I'm going to make sure I become their friend because maybe they can promote me. It's never like that. It's always a sense of, you know, you can just kind of get a vibe for who it is that you really click with. And that's really where it starts. And in terms of maintaining those relationships, you know, I try to make it a point, especially to those people who I really care about, to just reach out, whether it's via text or email, and just to say thanks or, hey, what's up? Anything I can do to help you? Using social media makes it really easy to do that. I don't have necessarily a like CRM that allows me to receive notifications. Oh, you haven't messaged so-and-so in 148 days. Maybe it's time you should message them. You know, I don't want to get it to that point where it just is science and scheduling. But if at any point I'm on social media and I see a name that I recognize and I'm like, hey, I haven't talked to that person in a while. I wonder what they're up to. I don't stop myself from reaching out and just saying, hey. You know, that's, I think, just the easiest way to do it is just to give a dang about other people and what they're up to. The second thing is in terms of what grabs my attention and makes me want to talk to someone more, a number of different things. First of all, just a recommendation from another person to speak to somebody is huge, right? As Mark Zuckerberg says, there's no better recommendation than one that comes from a trusted friend. And when it comes to people that you meet, I mean, this is why your network is really important, because you can be introduced to people who could be potentially life-changing to you through those who you already know. And so those relationships that start as a result of somebody saying, hey, I'd like to introduce you to so-and-so because this and that, I mean, that is the first thing that's going to capture my attention. Secondly, if there's some value that's provided my way without even asking for it that is actually truly helpful, I will make an effort to go out and explore more about that person and become interested in what they're doing too. If somebody's taken time out to, for example, shoot a video for me, I will be more than likely to watch it. If somebody has taken the time out to go through my website and give me some advice, although that happens quite a lot now, so it's not as effective now as it used to be. But this is how I got involved with a relationship with Derek Halpern. He reached out to me and said, hey, I can increase your email address, sign up conversion rate. Here's how to do it. And if you want me to walk you through the site, I'll do it for you for free. So we did that. I actually recorded that conversation. It's posted on the blog. And it's helped out a lot of people, too, in terms of what I could do or what we could do to increase email conversions on websites. But it was great because he personally took that time to help me, and I saw results from it. So small wins, small quick wins are great for helping others and making that great first impression. For me, I get a lot of or I care a lot about my students who take action. So if I see somebody who goes through one of my courses or takes some advice through one of my blog posts or podcast episodes and they take action and they see results, I am going to pay attention to that. And I think, obviously, I'm going to pay attention to it because I was the one who helped them, but also because I want to make my audience the hero of this whole journey here. And I know as a byproduct of that, it'll help me, but also I just genuinely care. Again, it all goes back to caring, Glenn. And you know, I care about you, I care about my audience, and whenever my audience does something where it shows they care about me, I'm going to care back for them. So it's hard to quantify these things, which is why this was a very challenging question, but I'm very glad you asked it, Glenn. It really just comes down to, you know, can you help other people, right? Like, that's what I teach my son. My son's 7 now, and I teach him almost every single day to serve, to help others, that helping other people is the way to succeed. So yeah, let me know what you think, Glenn. I appreciate it. And for those of you listening, at ViperChill is Glenn's handle on Twitter. I'm at Pat Flynn. If you want to talk about this off the podcast and on Twitter, let's have a chat about it. You know, how do you maintain relationships with people that you meet? What grabs your attention and makes you want to talk to someone more? Let's discuss on Twitter. You can use the hashtag AskPat929 or just at tag Glenn and I at ViperChill and at Pat Flynn, and we'll have a conversation there. So anyway, Glenn, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. Looks like you got a t-shirt already, but if you'd like another one, let me know. If not, I'll just give it away in another episode. And thanks again, man. I appreciate you. Also, for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And finally, here is a quote to finish off the day by Voltaire, and that is, originality is nothing but judicious imitation. The most original writers borrowed from one another. The instruction we find in books is like fire. We fetch it from our neighbors, kindle it at home, communicate it to others, and it becomes the property of all. Interesting. Cool, guys. Take care. Thanks so much. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.